You are listening to the La Tavola Marque Radio Network.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Stitcher. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, and Pre. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com. Stitcher, smarter radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Enjoy the show.
Downloading our podcast today.
Ciao, buonasera tutti.
It is the 31st of March, the last day of March, and we are into the swing of the season.
Yes, the weather is sunny and warm. It's been in the 70s. We've been picking wild radicchio in the field.
And the nettle.
Yep, making ravioli with nettle. And it's been busy. It's great. Back into it.
The garden is starting to get going. We planted some potatoes. Fava has come up. The tulips, Ashley's tulip border is looking great.
Mm-hmm. And this is a packed podcast, so we thought we would keep the kind of the beginning pretty short because we've got a long interview with our friends Giorgio and Michela, and we met them from doing English lessons at our house.
We met Giorgio before that.
True. His mom actually helped teach us Italian lessons in town.
And Giorgio is a wonderful musician who played at the wedding we had last year.
Uh-huh. Big into blues and jazz. Really fun. Two crazy guys.
Two crazy.
Two crazy boys. All right. Well, enjoy. Anything else?
We'll come back at the end of the interview and say goodbye.
All right. Very good. Enjoy the interview.
You're gone.
Ciao! We are here in the dining room of La Tavola Marque, and we have two friends of ours from Piobico. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, everybody. I'm Giorgio.
And Giorgio, what do you do for a living? For work?
Now I'm unemployed. I'm trying to find a new job. But it's so hard in Italy, but I will.
And you are also in a band.
Yeah. I'm in a band with my brother. I play saxophone and sing. And my brother play keyboard and sing too. And I love you too much, Stevie Wonder.
Very good. And who is this beautiful man sitting to my left?
Hi, Joel. I am Michele.
Michele, what do you do? Where do you live?
I live in Piobico.
And what do you do for work?
I am freelance.
Freelance.
I play with computer graphics.
Okay, so you're a graphic artist?
Graphics.
Very good.
And Michele and Giorgio are here because this winter they came to our house to do English lessons, and it would always end up turning into Italian lessons for us. I would ask random questions like, "Why? What is the deal with tablecloths? And how do you live at home until you're 30? And always insightful information. So we thought it would be fun for this podcast to ask them some questions that we thought some of the listeners might be interested in. So I wanted to know, what is your favorite dish that your family makes?
My favorite dish is pasta, obviously. I'm Italian.
And what type of sauce?
I don't know. Pasta is enough. That is pasta.
And what type of pasta? Tagliatelle?
Small pasta. Short.
Okay.
Maccheroni.
Yes.
Like,
Strozzoperati, or
handmade pasta.
Okay. Ah, you like the dry pasta.
Yes, dry pasta.
You prefer dry pasta?
Yes.
Really?
Also, when I'm out with my friends, I come in my house late.
Uh-huh.
If I am hungry, and maybe I put some water on the... on the fire, uh-huh, and make me a dish of pasta.
Okay. So if you could have your choice of coming home and either your mother or your nonna or someone was making one type of pasta with one type of sugo, what would it be? You can only choose one.
It will be tagliatelle.
Uh-huh.
With ragù.
Ragù normale.
Yes.
Okay.
And from Giorgio?
But I love pasta too,
mm-hmm,
but I eat everyone. yes, the my favorite dish is pasta, spaghetti alla carbonara.
Ah.
You know?
Yes.
With bacon.
Mm-hmm.
But in Italy, bacon is pancetta. It's some different.
It's yeah, better.
It's better. And eggs,
mm-hmm,
with parmigiano, and eggs not cooked eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And only the tortolo.
No.
Just
all the eggs. Yes, but not cooked.
Not cooked. Yes.
Not cooked.
And someone put also a little of milk.
Milk,
just a little milk,
and
because with a little milk, the eggs don't become a frittata.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And Michele told about a dish of pasta at late night.
Mm-hmm.
This is a tradition of Italian guys. Yeah, because more often Italian guys who came back late,
uh-huh,
at home prepare a pasta.
So you when they come home a little buzzed, what was the word you said?
Brillo.
A little buzzed. A good pasta is good.
Yeah,
yes, it's wonderful.
It's wonderful because. So you can you will be better and
so if there's no sugo, is a little olio and parmigiano and a little peperoncino okay?
Just on the late night,
uh-huh,
for me the best is just olio and parmigiano.
Okay, non senza peperoncino. Okay,
without peperoncino
or aglio peperoncino.
It's just too difficult.
That one more, it's the true one.
At late night. Just at late night.
So, okay, you are proper Italian guys and you love your pasta. But tell me, we live in this beautiful area in the Marche of Piobico. Yes. What is something so...
Piobicese.
What is a very traditional dish of this area?
Traditional dish is polenta.
Bravo.
Alla carbonara.
Carbonara.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that is different. It's not polenta with sugo carbonara. It's a polenta made in the traditional way that some time ago the people who made carbone.
Mm-hmm. Coal.
But no, not coal. It's charcoal.
Charcoal.
Yes. People who made charcoal to heat.
Mm-hmm.
They prepare a very poor dish.
But
it was polenta in the manner of carbonari.
But it's interesting because the sugo is very rich.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's food for poor people.
Yeah, the polenta is for the polenta. Poor people.
Okay.
Now, if you want to enjoy polenta, you need to eat with a sugo
that is rich and
Yes.
But maybe at the beginning the sugo was very poor too.
Okay.
And then with the years, all the people have so much money to make a too rich food, mm-hmm, sugo.
And do you prefer it with lumache, with the snails? Which way do you prefer?
With a snail is not for everyone,
mm-hmm,
because It's a particular taste.
It is so good with the fennel. I like it, though.
Yes, it's good.
It is, but it's completely different than the traditional.
Yes, yes, it's not. But it's traditional in the Piobico.
Okay, Lumaco is
far,
yes, the
snail. But it's far from the tradition of carbonari.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I like polenta carbonara. I don't eat lumaca.
No.
No?
No. No.
We can go find some outside.
Neither escargot.
No. Now, also, speaking of Piobico, now, do you both or just Giorgio work with the Proloco?
Both. Yes,
okay, both. That's what I thought. What is a Proloco?
This is a good question.
Yes.
Do you have a similar
organization
in the USA?
The town might have a chamber of commerce.
Or like a tourist office.
Or
if it's not.
We don't really know what... I don't know what it is.
The chamber of commerce are in Italy too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Proloco is an organization with no
volunteers.
Money target.
Mm-hmm.
And we are all volunteers. And we try to, how can I say, to promote
mm-hmm.
our city and to organize happening meeting party to keep alive the tradition.
Yes.
And to, I don't know, to involve the population in whatever we do.
Yeah.
So
all the city in Italy.
Yes.
In all the city, there is a Proloco, because the name is pro.
Località.
Pro loco località.
Ah.
It's pro Latin
loco.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know in English.
No, that's
what we say.
For the site.
For the town.
For the town.
Or for the village.
And also there are. Mini Proloco in the same town. Also,
yeah.
If the town is not so big.
Ah, okay. And is it easy? Is it harder to work with numerous towns for a festival like that?
No.
No.
We are just. We are friends. Also, if we are in different town.
Good.
And we divide the
jobs, the work.
The jobs, yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Always Piobico make polenta.
Yeah.
And the hunters cook sausage.
Mm-hmm.
And Serravalle makes corradella.
What's corradella?
Corradella is inside part of sheep.
Yes.
No, or cow.
L'agnello si dice.
Lamb.
Lamb.
Oh, we ate this at Ristorante Montinarone.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the heart, the liver, the kidney, the stomach.
It's very gravy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Dish.
Yeah. It's particular.
Yes.
Very particular.
Because when we ordered it, I thought we were ordering lamb.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, right. And then I thought, okay, that's not quite what I thought. So what is the next event you are planning for?
For the 5th of May, Proloco collaborates with another association of volunteers for In Rock for the 1st of May, the first rock festival, okay? And in July... We are waiting for our new American friends from Scuola Italia, and we make some happening in the bar.
Nice.
In the bar for the aperitivo.
Mm-hmm.
So all the guys, American guys, went to the aperitivo. And so they can eat, and they can drink, and they can meet Italian people and practice Italian language.
That's great.
Yeah.
And then I think these guys organize a lot of concerts in the Castello Brancaleone.
I thought you were going to say that you organized that over the summer so the Italian guys could meet the American girls.
This is the first target of
yes. Yeah. This is the first target, but
priority
the,
number one.
The chef, the responsible of the American responsible.
Yes.
The professor.
Oh yes.
Make a big discorso.
Uh huh. Discussion.
Discussion to the student when they come for the first day under the Renato bar.
Uh-huh.
There's a little room
mm-hmm.
with no window, no, never, only camera.
Yes.
And say them, no drink, no guy, uh-huh. and no fuck. But
capito.
But before they knew we us.
Yes.
He changed his idea
yes.
about Italian guys.
You are good guys. So, Jason.
Yes.
We go ahead. I think. All right. We had watched the video on. We just watched the clip of the very funny Bruno Bozzetti and. What?
Bozzetto.
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 Bozzetto. Grazie. And he was had a funny animation of little misunderstandings between the pronunciation of English and Italian.
Yes.
And for our podcast last week, I talked about how I thought you said anniversario, but it's anniversario. Because on Saturday Night Live, they said, anniversario, anniversario. So that always gets me, and I have a hard time. And I didn't know if you had any words that you feel like you have mistaken in English or that are very
difficult to pronounce.
Or any hard words in English.
A lot of words. I know difficult the pronunciation.
The words with the hard ake, with the hard H.
Yes, no? But also you have a lot of vowels, and the video we just seen is mm-hmm. perfect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we'll put the link up to the video.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it on there.
And for me, it's difficult to say the past of the verbs think.
Ah.
Thought. it's difficult for me.
It's the T-H. It's a sound that is not found in Italian.
But I can say also thaw.
There, that's thaw. Good.
Is pretty the same?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. For me, this is a difficult word.
Yeah. All the TH words.
Mm-hmm.
And or another like rehearsal.
Oh, rehearsal.
Rehearsal.
That was good.
When I hear that, so I can replay
uh-huh.
that word, but when I can't hear that. When I say that for the first time,
mm-hmm.
it's very difficult for me. And so what I hear before and I read then, and I can't match the
mm-hmm.
the word because it's so strange, broad, right?
Yes, the way we write and spell is...
Yeah. No, Italian's much easier.
Yeah.
You say it, you spell it exactly how you
exactly,
say it.
Exactly, exactly. And the her
yeah, uh-huh.
is more difficult for us because we have R
mm-hmm.
and you haven't.
What was it that you would get mistaken? You would try to curse up a storm and you would say...
Oh, so when we first came here, I kept hearing all the people in the around here would say porca miseria. And I heard it as porca misura.
So he would try to sound rough and gruff.
Yes.
Porca, Missouri. So what would that translate to?
Pig measure? A Missouri is a measure.
Measure, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Pig measure.
So it just means nothing.
It means yes, nothing.
Like poor measure. Porca, no. Porca, no.
Literally is a pig measure.
Pig measure, pig measure, yeah.
Instead of pig misery.
Big misery.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is not a good thing to say.
No. It's not. No.
It's not,
not bad. So
not
bad.
It's not
so bad.
Bad.
Okay. It's not the bad one.
No, it's. It's usually we say porca miseria.
Is miseria worse than madoska? Or is madoska.
No.
Madoska is like darn.
Madoska is very okay to say?
Yes, it's like.
It's,
okay,
oh, gosh.
Okay, gosh.
Yeah, oh gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so we have always porca for all the...
But for us it sounds so funny because I think, why is it a bad word when you put in a pig?
Yeah.
And then sometimes you'll hear porca patate or santa patate or something, and then you think, what? It just sounds silly. But that is it.
Keeping with... funny things in Italian and English dialect. Since we have two piovecchese here, we always try to explain how different dialect in each town has its own dialect and how different that is from Italian. So I was wondering if you guys could say something in Italian and then say the same phrase in dialect and to give an example of how different that is.
Or to each other.
Please.
Or you can just have a conversation
yeah.
with each other.
No, first.
Okay.
A phrase.
I start?
Yeah.
Friend.
I can say, what you do?
Okay.
In Italian is, cosa fai?
Uh-huh.
And in dialect is, sa fai.
Totally different. Not even close. Sa fai?
Yes. Sa fai.
Sa fai.
Because we always substitute cosa, is like what, with the last two letters. Sa.
Oh.
Sa.
We're learning.
This is funny. If I want to say cosa è, that it means what is this, in the dialect, I can say sasaria.
Oh my God.
So it has nothing to do with sapere or sa. No.
No. Sa.
No. In,
sa.
No.
In this
no.
When sa is in the start of the sentence.
Always cosa.
Always yes.
Cosa.
Always.
All right. I did not know.
Sasaria sounds. Sounds.
It sounds
strange.
Sexy and something different. Totally. Sasaria.
Sasaria.
Spanish,
yeah,
or Portuguese,
yeah.
Caribbean.
It's funny. It's funny also for the people nearest Piobico,
yeah,
because we all village, all little city have is a particular stressed and dialect.
Mm-hmm.
So Sasaria is typical of I think two city.
Piobico
and Apecchio.
So
if you go far from these two towns, is different.
Would you understand Apecchese?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know that a little distance between town is not a little. It's significant. It means more different in dialect.
Mm-hmm.
So, Apecchio, 8 kilometers, we have a different dialect.
Sure.
For Serravalle, 10 kilometers on the mount, we have different dialect. And Serravalle from Pianello, 10 kilometer, different dialect. Pio Urbanese, different dialect. All the town on the far from 10 kilometers have different dialect. From Città di Castello, that's there's 40 kilometers, we have totally different dialect.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yes.
Totally.
So when you're speaking with your friends or your family, do you normally in at home speak in dialect or in Italian?
Both.
It depends.
It's like depends.
When we are hungry, we speak dialect.
So tell me
when
you're
we
hungry.
Are quiet.
Tell me you're hungry in dialect. Something about being hungry. Like, where's the food, mama?
Coche da manier.
Coche da manier.
Also, due da manier.
Due da manier.
And what is that in Italian, the proper way?
Cosa c'è da mangiare?
And
what,
say, and
what,
say,
what we have to
what
eat.
Do we have to eat? Say, okay, so please, what do we have to eat? Say it in Italian first again.
Yeah. Cosa c'è da mangiare?
Okay, and then now say it in dialect one more time.
Coche da manier.
Coche da manier.
Not too far, not too
no,
different.
Not too different.
Or sachè da manier.
Such. Oh,
yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So when you travel to different parts of Italy, do you like to learn other bits of dialect? Like, do you, is that interesting to learn how someone, or it does not enter your mind?
It's just funny, but just to hear the sound, but not to learn.
Okay.
And who has the funniest sounding dialect that you, would it be like Siciliano
or Sardinia?
Funny or strange?
Strange to your ear.
The dialect from Sardinia. Is a different.
It's totally
language.
Different, isn't it?
Yes.
We have a dialect. They have another language.
Yes. Yes,
and they are so strong for this concept. They have another language because a Sardinian who speak in dialect. And you don't come from Sardinia, you can't understand. Never.
Dialect
never.
Is the start to a dialect is the Italian language. So cosa c'è da mangiare?
Mm-hmm.
Mangiare is like mangiare. The sounds are similar. You can.
You can kind of get it.
Yes.
That you can kind
you can,
of
you can make the connection.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. But in the Sardinia, no.
No.
No. There's no connection with the Italian. Is the root is different.
It's hard because for us, like Pierangelo.
Brica.
Will come, who is like a farmer and brings us our wood.
Yes.
And he will... We'll start talking, and at first I think, oh, I understand what he is saying. And then, and he just slips off into dialect, and I gloss over, and I think, I have no idea what just happened. And he's like, see, and he's so animated that I get animated and smile and agree, oh, yes, see. And then I walk away and think, I don't have a clue. I have no idea what just happened here, but I agreed to it all.
This happening also for us, and not for a stranger dialect.
Mm-hmm.
If you go in the south of the Marche, the dialect is
very different.
And in the 2 hour driving, you come in the city, and if the people speak dialect, I can't understand anything.
That is so interesting.
And so, for the Naples dialect,
yes,
it's impossible.
And for us as Americans, the dialect from Napoli is, I think, what we relate to most as kind of the bastardization of
what is in movies is always the Napolitano dialect,
and that's kind of what was brought to New York
because it was a lot of people from Napoli immigrated to New York, so. We've heard more of that dialect.
Fazzolo or
pasta fazzolo.
Like
or aspetti.
Really, and they kind of cut off the end. And maybe it's just a bit more mobster movie too, but...
Yes, maybe this is...
a mix.
Maybe it's more romanticized.
Yeah,
romanticized.
Romanticized, yeah.
Well, speaking of dialects, we're going to, not dialects, but for our word of the week this week, we learned a brand new one tonight, which I really liked, which was before you are drunk, you get a little buzzed, we would say in English, and we heard a funny story about this. So how would you say to be, before you are drunk?
Take us through a little, yes. before you're drunk, and then when you're just beyond.
Yeah, so there's three words.
So walk us through the night.
We have a lot of words.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of words.
It's like the northern people that have a lot of words to say is no.
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot of words
to say drunk.
To say drunk, yes.
Yeah.
And because in the middle of Italy we have a passion for wine.
Mm-hmm.
And it could happen that you drink too much wine.
It could.
So
before you arrive, I say we was brilli, a little brilli, or andanti.
Okay,
andanti.
So brilli or andanti would be a glass or two of wine, a little buzz.
A few
more than
two.
Maybe for me, a glass or two of wine. So brilli would be to be buzz,
like or allegro,
brilliant,
allegro,
happy.
Okay,
allegro.
Okay, and then later on in the night you would be.
Well, you had, but I liked the andante.
Andante.
Uh huh. And you had
because
said...
because like andante con brio, a rhythm of song that you learn on the music sheet.
Like a
music sheet.
We have Bruno Prosciutto here.
It's shit music.
Okay.
It's like andante, yes.
Okay.
Ma non troppo.
Non troppo. And then later on in the night, you would become what?
Why? Okay, when I am drunk, maybe I can say I am Frido.
Frido? What's Frido?
It's like very, very wet.
Oh, okay.
Maybe like a fruit. When a fruit is not good because it's past.
Oh, overripe. Yeah. You're ripe. Troppo maturo.
Troppo maturo.
Okay.
Frido.
It's Frido.
Italian words.
Okay.
But we can say in the dialect also to mean that you drink too much.
Oh, in general.
You drink too much alcohol.
Okay.
You are Frido.
You're Frido. And that would be umbriaco as well? Drunk? Or is that after umbriaco?
Pretty the same.
Okay.
Maybe Frido is just a little bit over drunk.
Okay. And then at the end of the night, at 4 in the morning, right before you go home and eat your pasta with oil, and you are cotto, finito, how would you say? Too drunk. Too much.
Finito.
Cotto.
Cotto.
Sfinito.
Like smashed. You're just wasted.
Yeah, I think so. But last Saturday we hadn't pasta.
We had a big not scheduled party.
Not scheduled party. Yeah, so funny.
Yes,
with a new song of the rappers that are most famous in Italy. That his name is Fabri Fibra,
mm-hmm.
And. The song is rap futuristico.
Futuristic
it's
rap.
Very
and when this song follows us for all the night.
You couldn't
bar.
Stop.
Yeah.
In the bar, in the car, in the party, in the I don't know.
How does
I travel
it go?
A lot.
What?
How does it sound?
Sing it.
Rap futuristico.
I just thought maybe I've heard it on the radio.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This one.
All right. So thank you guys for taking us through the phases of drinking here in Italy. Very good. All right. So just to go over them again, The first one, when you are felice or...
No, allegra.
Allegra or brilla.
Brilli.
Brilli.
Okay.
Plurale.
Okay, and then you are... After bril, after that, would become, you would become...
Fraido.
Fraido.
Or... Oh, mezzo.
Or mezzo.
It's like... it's brought like half.
Half.
Oh, okay. So you're...
But the pronunciation is a little bit different. It's not mezzo. It's mezzo.
Mezzo. The force it's on
accent.
The first.
It's the dialect. It's the dialect, word to say fraido.
Okay.
Also for the fruit.
Okay.
This apple is...
Fraido.
Is fraido in Italian. In the dialect you can say mezzo.
Okay.
Too much water. If you have too much alcohol, you are mezzo.
Okay. And then at the end of the night, you're cotto.
Sfinita.
Finita.
Sfinita.
Sfinito. Yes. Oppure, another funny phrase in dialect.
Mm-hmm.
Sopina cum novo. Sono pieno come un uovo.
Oh, how do you say that in dialect?
Sopina cum novo.
Sopin con nuovo.
Cum nuovo.
Cum nuovo.
Con nuovo.
Cum nuovo.
Oh, cum.
Cum.
C-U-M.
Nuovo.
Okay.
You'll have to work on that.
I'll have to work on it.
Many years ago, when the first time the American guys and girls came to Piobico, all the girls say, Sopina cum nuovo.
I have to learn that one.
All right, very good. Thank you both. Thank you very much, you guys, for taking time. And
is there anything you want to shout out to America or to the world on our podcast?
To the tens and or 15 people who will listen to this?
We are waiting for you in Piobico.
Okay.
We spend your holiday, and we just organize all the summer events.
Okay.
And... You can come here on in August for Renaissance Week.
Oh, that's right, Renaissance
on
Week.
On the September for the Agri Festival, and so we have many happenings during the summer with
the summer full of events.
And if someone wanted to try the famous polenta carbonara of Piobico, there's a festival. Every year, when? In September, right?
September the 4th.
September, the first week of September this year.
Yes, not the fourth.
The first weekend.
Okay, first weekend.
The fourth day.
Okay. And how can we find the Pro Loco online for Piobico?
You can find our Facebook profile.
Okay.
Okay.
With just brought Pro Loco Piobico. And you can head the house and... we can share all our event,
okay.
Or our and photos about event like carnival, the past carnival, or Renaissance week,
or the Presepe Vivente.
Or Presepe Vivente.
That's it. Very good. Well, thank you guys.
Thank you guys
so
very
much.
Very much.
Thank you too.
And buonasera.
Arrivederci.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Well, there you go, our interview with Giorgio and Michele. And I think we're going to say goodnight.
We are, so bring it home and throw out all the info.
All right, have a wonderful weekend. You can find us at latavolamarche.com, LatavolaMarche.com, latavolamarche.blogspot.com, Twitter at latavolamarche.com, and also on Facebook. So
very well. Well, we will come back early next week with a packed podcast of what's going on as spring rolls in and we get ready for the beautiful months of Italy.
There we go.
Well, thank you very much for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend from beautiful, sunny central Italy. Arrivederci.